Ready, bud? No. Yeah, you are. Say you're ready. I'm looking at your hair. You told me not to
look
at it. Don't.
Just look away.
Okay. Look away then. Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
That's us. We're sitting here at home. It's a Monday afternoon. We did an errand.
Or tried to anyway.
Yeah, and it was crowded. We went and had Taco Bell.
This is our day. These are our days now.
It's a big day. We got back. We have our Christmas tree to my left, to Sherry's right. There's four ornaments on it.
I just started, Joe.
We have a lot of new traditions. Yeah. We started because this is our first Christmas home. We don't have any Christmas traditions.
Right.
And I think this right here.
Ooh, hey.
Which was going to be my birthday gift, but it's really your gift.
It's doubled as a drum.
Yes. You skipped right over my disc that I did.
I heard you.
It's an advent calendar. I think we talked about it on the last show.
Did we?
It's about the size of something you get high tops in. Not a regular shoe box, but high tops, maybe. Maybe or boots.
Like, yeah, hiking boots.
Yeah, and looks like they're pretty deep. You can actually, make this go a little higher and deeper if you want. Some little glasses of wine, possibly. I don't know. I'm not sure. Anyway. Let's go ahead and see what drink we have today. What is today? Today's the 7th.
Yes, it's Pearl Harbor Day.
Yes, it is. December 7th. This drink will live in infamy. It's right there. It is the third from...
1, 2, 3, 4 over.
From the 2 down. Okay, this is what we have to make a drink with tonight. We're going to figure this out right now. As I got to bring something up here about Patreon. I want to talk about Patreon real quick, too.
You don't want to shoot this?
No, I don't. I don't. What depends what it is.
Ooh, look at that. Jameson.
Oh, look at that. Triple, what does it say? It says Jameson triple distilled Irish whiskey. Very nice.
Yeah?
That's just with a rock tonight.
That's just a rock.
Or on its own. All right, thank you. That's what we have tonight as our in our whatever that is. We should sell
24
should
days make, of Christmas.
We should get some Gang of Two ones.
Okay. Oh, that'd be cool.
Or maybe not.
For next year.
Yeah, everybody gets to do it. All right, so I want to thank a Patreon member. We got a brand new Patreon member. Her name is Sarah How would you say this? S-T-A-D-T. Stad?
Stad?
Stad? Sarah Stad. Says, hello, Gang of Two. We love y'all, and I have messaged you before, and you responded privately, but hoping to Patreon support you and to get an opportunity to offer our podcast, which was inspired by you. It's called Front Porch After Dark. We love you guys and can't wait until we post the Thanksgiving podcast. Well, it's a little late. I'm late in reading this, but anyway, hopefully we'll meet up both of you in 2021. That would be nice, Sarah. Thank you very much.
Front Porch After Dark?
It is called Front Porch After Dark.
Sounds like a dangerous place to be.
Sounds like porn to me, and I like it. Speaking of porn, Jesus Christ, what were you doing today in the living room? Here's what my normal day is. It's new. This is a new habit that I am forming, and it is a meditation. And I've done, what day am I on? Day 14.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so 14 days in a row. And I'm in there meditating. I'm trying to find the best time to do it. So I do the radio show. I go take a nap for a little bit. Then that's when I do it. Now I get up to meditate before I start the rest of my day so I could think about what was, any emotions or feelings or thoughts that I have in my mind and treat them as such.
So your alarm usually goes off at 11:30 and then you start meditating? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm starting
to do. Oh, I didn't know that.
I've been missing what times, but this is the time I think I'm going to be doing it.
All right.
I like it. So I'm in there doing this, door shut, you're out in the living room, and you were throwing a dead body around or something.
Really? Was that loud?
It was really loud.
I'm sorry.
And you were like,
I had a hard workout today.
So that was a workout.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think our neighbors downstairs think about
I didn't think they could hear anything.
Oh, my
Wasn't
God.
That...
It was, you could feel it on the floor.
What?
I'm not joking.
I was doing burpees. I've done burpees before and it never bothered anybody.
Okay, we'll keep doing
burpees
them.
Burpees and what was the other thing?
You go ahead and justify
mountain climbers.
Oh, yeah. You're a burpee and a mountain climber. That's what you are. So, yeah, it's pretty loud. Pretty
I'm
loud.
Sorry. Well, next time, put your earballs in.
But don't worry about that. Don't worry about me. It doesn't bother me because I was already meditating and I have to hear sounds, apparently,
that's
in meditation.
Right.
So I have to be aware of them. Mm-hmm. Let them come to my front of my head and then let them just go.
Pass
for what
on
they
through.
Are. That's what they are. I'm learning. I'm enjoying it, actually.
Nice.
I'm using this app called Waking Up. It's really good.
Wakey, wakey.
Waking up.
Hands on.
Snakey. All right. What else have you done? I went to the doctor, got my eyes done. Mm-hmm. Well, I got them looked at.
Yeah. And you don't need glasses.
Well, of course
all the time.
I need
you need
glasses.
Readers. You need readers, but yeah. he told you don't need them all the time.
I know if I need glasses or not. I can still see legally to drive, things like that. I know when I can't see, Sherry.
I know, but I thought he told you didn't need them.
No,
am I right?
He said, I don't. He goes, do you want a prescription for glasses? And I said, well, I'm paying for this appointment, so yeah, give me a prescription. And I looked at him, and it's like $125
yeah.
or something like yeah, that.
You're
and
fine.
Maybe. But I'm thinking about getting some glasses.
You can see better than I can.
I can, but I'm thinking about, and you, if I can, if, yeah, you need glasses. You
I use readers.
But you need glasses because you.
I can see far away.
No, you, somewhat. If you have to hold, you can see where you have to hold the paper.
Up close, it's shot. Shit, shot.
It is really fucked up. All right, a couple other house cleaning issues to talk about real quick. Our website is up and running.
Housekeeping? Housekeeping.
What did I say?
House cleaning.
Okay, housekeeping. House clean. We never look yeah, around here. This house needs cleaned.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
You're talking about your housekeeping.
Oh, our website, gangof2.net. I posted a picture on Instagram when you were walking down the street the other day. We walked down to the lake and we found a really cool place to sit down.
Yeah.
A little
that was
dock
nice,
by ourselves.
It?
And yeah. Nobody was there and it yeah. felt really nice.
We could take off our masks.
Yeah, it was good. Nobody yeah. was around.
Yeah.
And I was posted a picture and I was wearing the Gang of Two sweatshirt. A lot of people asked for that. A lot of people wanted to know. We do not have any of the black ones. They are sold out. But they do have them in navy blue, which looks good. The logo looks cool.
It does.
Peggy has one that's
yes.
a navy blue. Our friend
yeah.
Peggy.
Yeah.
And it looks really, really good. But then again, Landon looks good on her.
I know.
You know, but it looks good. The color looks good.
Yeah.
So if you want to pick one of those up, go to the website, click on store, and they're available right there for you guys. And I think if you want to do it, I'd do it this week if you're doing it for a Christmas gift for somebody
yeah.
because these things do take a little while. And the hoodies especially. The hoodies, they're made out of bamboo. And these are the most comfortable. And they get more and more comfortable every time you wear it.
Yeah.
It is the coolest sweatshirt ever. And it's
nice.
Got a good cut. It's just perfect.
I'm
so happy with those.
They've been out of black for a long time.
Yeah, they're supposed to be black, white, and this one. Or black, gray. And I don't know. Anyway. They're working on it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're working on it. Speaking of Instagram and social media, you don't do that. You don't
no.
do any social media.
I do
You're
not.
Very
I'm
proud
not social
of the
at
fact
all.
That you don't do it. But you are kind of addicted to something now, and now it's fun to see you go into turmoil and trouble.
Yeah.
When you look at, what's this website you go
Next
to?
Door. Everybody has them in their cities.
And it's just nextdoor.com, and you click in what city, and it lets
yeah.
you know of any police or criminal activity. What else does it give you?
I think you can sign up for different categories. There's security, and then there's like other, you know, I signed up for everything.
Well, what
social or, you know, just
like
neighbors. It's basically a bulletin board where neighbors can post anything, virtually
like,
anything.
Like if they want to sell something or.
Yeah, they have that on there too.
They want to give away.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably have that
on you
there
want to hook up for a Hummer.
That is not on there.
That is not on there.
That is not
okay,
on there.
Okay, well, I will not be on that then.
But this one the other day, people are cray-cray. You're right. I participated at first,
mm-hmm.
and then...
What do you mean you participated?
Well, I made a comment here and there. And
oh, about some stuff that just, was happening locally in our neighborhood,
yeah,
yes.
In particular, it was the homeless encampment at Denny Park down the street.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And somebody gave me some grief. I'm like, welcome, trying to attack me.
By the way, welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Anytime you have an opinion...
Yeah.
And you post it online, no matter what it is. Could be have a happy day.
I know.
People will go, fuck you and
yes.
your happy day.
Yeah.
you're just an asshole because you have a job and I don't have a job. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's like. Yeah. So if you're going to post something, I'm just here to let you know from past experience, let it go.
Yeah. And I
post it and let it fuck with other people.
Instead. All I did was I defended myself and then I didn't go back. I wasn't going to continue that. I just, set the person straight because they misunderstood my comment, which is easy to do because you're not talking to the person. You have no context. Anyway, this one the other day I read, this guy, he lives in Belltown, which is just down the street from us.
That's about three blocks from our house.
Yeah.
Supposedly the neighborhood we live in is called South Lake Union.
Yeah.
And it's like Amazon. It's more offices. There's a lot of, people that can live here, but there's restaurants, nightlife. You know, it's kind of a nicer part. And then two blocks over, it's mayhem.
Well, yeah.
It is.
It is becoming that. It was nice.
It's never been nice.
It's been nice.
Belltown has never been nice. Anytime there's a shooting, it's Belltown. Sorry.
It was usually because of the nightlife there. Because they had clubs there. But now it's just...
Okay.
But this guy he went on, I think he's a little mentally unstable. He went on this tirade. I can't tell, it's paragraphs, or it should be paragraphs.
Well, read some of it. Or do you
really want me to read it?
Well, yeah, I think it's important. It looks like you have something printed up. So
I do.
So read it.
I won't say his name, but.
Does it need music behind it?
Oh, I don't know. Do you have any? Any Cray music? Cray? Any Robert Cray?
What's this? Hold on. No, that's not it. That's the start of Terry James Alive. No, that's not going to work.
That's our Dear Dumbs.
Dear Dumbs music. We're going to need that later. We got a good Dear Dumbs today. Anyway, go ahead.
That was fun.
Wasn't it? Hey, hold on.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Sherry made beans last night.
Terry just made them again.
All right.
You just third person yourself, and I like it. Okay, go ahead.
I am posting this for all the individuals who feel they need to laugh at me, mean mug me, try to intimidate me, and just are plain individuals with a malice-motivated attitude.
Okay.
When I run in the neighborhood, I am doing this for my health. I am not doing it because I want a date or to meet anyone. I run by myself, and I don't want the attention I've been receiving in the past 3 years.
Three years.
I know.
It's finally got. This is a guy?
It's a guy.
Really?
I think
guy.
It's a black guy, yeah.
It's a guy, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then it just, do you want to hear the,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God.
Just give some of the high notes.
If you're one of these people who follow me on the block, who follow me in the cars, done up with strange shenanigans to be next to me, are cruising the block. And we all know what that means.
Okay, so this guy's out jogging, and he thinks that everybody is out to sleep with him.
Yes, it sounds like he's paranoid.
Does it have a picture of him?
There's a tiny picture. You can see it better on.
Let me see the picture.
It's a black guy.
Is he a good-looking dude?
I couldn't tell. Yeah. He doesn't look real.
Come on, Rodney. Nobody wants you that bad.
No, he's just obviously suffering some sort of mental breakdown.
But it goes on and on and on about how hot he thinks he is.
Kind of, and then it rambles, and then he talks about being in a grocery store all of a sudden. He's in a grocery store and people are blocking his in the aisle, and he thinks they're doing it on purpose. I'm like, he is paranoid. He's paranoid. I feel sorry for him.
Somebody's been dipping into too much of the weed downstairs.
And then there were people responding to him like it was so obvious. You should just not
talk. What
you can't talk to a mental person, mentally ill
trust
person.
Me, I've learned
and
that
have
one.
A rational conversation. So I didn't touch that. But there were people trying to have a rational conversation with him. I'm like...
Like what? What were they trying to say?
One was like, one guy's like, get over yourself. You're not that good looking.
Oh, that's funny. See, that's good. He needs to hear that.
But it was... I mean...
The guy needs to
hear that.
He's crazy. But you're right. He's not gonna... He's gonna be like, oh my God, he's stalking me now.
Yeah,
this guy... You're right.
Yeah.
Crazy is crazy.
Yeah.
And you're never going to reason with crazy ever.
Yeah. Good one.
Sorry. I had to cough. All right, there you go. I saw this thing as we're getting ready for the holidays, Cher. I saw this thing that says Christmas card sales are what? Do you think they're going up?
I think they're up this year.
It says they're surging. Yeah. Why? Why is that?
Because we're all at home. We can't be with anybody. And so, nothing to do.
So this gives more of a personal touch.
I've noticed also, because I've been looking for, we don't have a lot of Christmas decorations for this little tree we have. It's not going to support a lot of weight.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was looking for smaller ornaments. Christmas tree ornaments are selling like hotcakes.
Really?
Yeah. They're selling out everywhere. It's crazy.
Well, we got it a little tree. We're doing our shopping.
Yeah.
We're doing our best.
Yeah.
You know, we're at home. I'm kind of sad.
It's going to be depressing.
It's going to be depressing.
That's why. Hence...
24 days of booze.
24 days of booze.
But it's really not. I mean, we drink, we share these. I mean, you'll have some of this today. You love Irish whiskey.
I might have some of that. I have some wine, too. I need to drink. So.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. I got nothing else for you. What did we cover?
You were talking about Christmas cards.
Yes, yes, yes. Christmas cards. So what do we do? I the way that I had done it up until 2 years ago, well, last year was the first year I didn't send many out. Yeah. I sent out a handful.
I didn't send any.
And yeah, you didn't send out any. Yeah. And you know, normally I have, 30 to 50 to send out. Then I decided that, well, I'm going to, because we have sub cards, we have to go get cards now if we do this.
Oh, yeah, or order them.
But if somebody sends us one, then I'll just mail them back one. Hey, there you go.
Back at you, babe.
You might get it on the 29th, but you'll get it.
Yeah.
But no, I don't.
New Year's cards.
That's what I did. I was doing the Happy New Year's cards for a little bit. And I don't mind sending cards, but it is kind of a pain in the ass.
You got one today?
Did Marshall. Yeah. My nephew Marshall sent a card.
Yeah.
Their family.
So Marshall, you're on the list now.
Yeah, apparently I got to send you a card now. But yeah, I was surprised to see they were surging. And until you said it, I didn't put two and two together that people, this is the a way to have at least a personal contact with somebody.
Everything Christmas is selling. I think, manufacturers probably and retailers probably placed their orders at least 6 months ago or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they didn't foresee this. Mm-hmm. And so I think anything Christmas is just high demand and low supply.
Well, this is going to be a good one. I think this is going to be all right. We may want to include this one in the very next Dear Dumbs article for the Folio Weekly that comes out monthly.
Yeah.
In Jacksonville, you can see it online, folioweekly.com. And if you're in the Jacksonville area, pick up a hard copy and see it.
It's suitable for framing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and we've been getting some really good emails. It's really starting to take off. Dear Dumbs. Oh, the Dear Dumbs music. I love the show, but usually from a distance. I never thought I'd have to actually come to you for some advice, but here we are.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I honestly believe that my marriage hinges on what happens over the next few weeks. I've been married for 6 years now. I'm in love, and I have been completely faithful, never even tempted. This is from a guy, but all he said is L is his initial. He didn't want to leave his real name.
Wow.
Atlantic Beach, Florida, though. So Larry. Anybody with an L in Atlantic Beach, Florida, it could be them.
Lauren.
Luke.
Luke.
Lucifer. Loogie. Okay, anyway, I honestly believe my marriage hinges on what happens over the next few weeks. I already read that, didn't I? Been married for 6 years and loved, never been faithful. Okay, there we go. Here's the problem. My wife is using my laptop, which happens from time to time. No big deal. For whatever reason, she looked at my browsing history. Mind you, this was a link I clicked on the previous day. It was an article about what men find attractive in women. And the number one answer to the survey was a sexy mouth. I then followed the link to pictures of sexy mouths.
Why not? Seems logical.
It's
logical,
to me.
Larry.
You know what? I would be interested. I'd be going, sexy mouth. Wonder what's a sexy mouth
to
people.
I think that's I'd be innocent. Looking at that. So far, very innocent.
Well, she saw this in their history. It says she went through the roof saying that I am addicted to porn. I don't know why, but I feel guilty about looking at it, but I had to remind her that this was far from pornography. I said, if anything, it's a fetish at most, nothing to be concerned about. Can you please tell her I'm not a perv and this is fairly normal? This has changed how she looks at me and, to be honest, how I look at her. Our sex life is suffering too because of this. Help.
Well,
here, let's think of them not having sex for a minute. This is him walking to the room, thinking he's going to get some. And her's like, nope, slamming the door, slamming those
lights. Turns off the light, rolls over on her side.
There you go, Al. You're not getting any pussy. God, Terry. Sorry. Anyway, yes.
I feel like I'm missing some information here.
Like what? I think that's fairly straightforward.
I mean, were these pictures?
I think she's nuts.
Yeah, she must be. Because if they're just pictures about
sexy mouths,
people's mouths.
That's all it is. It was not porn. And I've been, and I could say, because I've gone through these clickbait things.
Sure.
One of them the other day was, what does this star look like now? And it was the girl that I used to have a crush on. Mm. She was in Weird Science.
Oh, yeah.
What's her? Kelly LeBrock.
And she looks weird now, doesn't she? Speaking of Weird Science.
Well, I never got to the thing.
Oh, because
I clicked it, and then there's all these different pictures of her. And then the next page is another picture of her, and another picture of her back in the day, and all this. And I'm going, how many of these do I have to click
on? Right, right, right.
I finally just gave up.
Yeah.
I finally gave
up.
So
those things.
I know that this is something that could easily have happened to this guy.
Definitely.
What's the number one thing men find attractive in women? They say a sexy mouth. It would not ever come to my mind that it was a sexy mouth. I would say the butt.
Yeah, I would have said the butt, too.
But maybe, you know.
Boobs, butt.
I'm a big teeth fan, so I guess that has to do with mouth.
It's in that realm. But here's the thing. If I had seen that article, I probably would have clicked on it, too.
Yeah. So this, if this guy is being treated like he is, you know, like crazy person.
I'm kind of wondering why she felt she needed to look at his browsing history.
Yeah, it's obvious that he had nothing to hide. He said she looks at it, no big deal.
Right.
He didn't think he had anything to hide.
So, but what was she motivated by?
I don't know.
You know, I use your computer from time to time because it's a laptop and mine's a desktop and we're on the couch. Yeah. I'm like, can I just?
Yeah.
And it would never occur to me to even do that, but unless I needed to see it for some reason.
But I think,
you know, it sounds like she's snooping.
But I will say, it does sound like she's snooping, and that's probably why he says it changes the way he looks at her. Because this is very unhealthy behavior.
Yeah.
If I'm going with what, I mean, if we talk to her, she may easily say, oh, he cheated on me back in the, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but
he made
story.
Sure he didn't say that.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like he has anything to hide.
I know.
And this guy's getting, there's nothing worse than seeing somebody being run through the ringer and apologizing and feeling bad for something they never did.
Right.
And just to end an argument.
Yeah.
I say you got to dig your feet in, Elle.
Yeah.
You got to dig your feet in, and this is when you got to fight.
I have to agree. You know, she shouldn't have clicked on your browsing history to begin with, and then she had the balls to tell him she did it.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that I've noticed that if I'm Googling something and I put it in the search bar and it starts with, S, like I'm looking for suckers or something.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, sexy mouths come up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They could have easily happened that way.
Maybe. Okay, let's give her that.
Yeah.
So, but she's
okay, we're going to give her that.
Okay.
Okay, you're still a crazy bitch.
You are.
You're really crazy.
Yeah.
You got problems.
Yeah.
And I'm going to stand by that until if we hear from you.
Here's an idea.
What?
Let's explain what porn is. That's when two or more people.
Preferably more.
Actually have intercourse.
Or if you're like me, one. Sitting in front of a computer. You know what the worst feeling is? Speaking of porn. Oh, God. I had never felt so old as the first time that I looked at porn with my glasses on. It was the worst feeling ever. So much so that that has stopped my porn looking.
That's so weird.
It is the weird. If you gotta wear jet glasses to pleasure yourself, it is the weirdest sensation ever. And I mean, because you got nothing on, you know, whatever you've got.
And you can see your junk close up.
Yeah, your pants are down, but you got to have your glasses on to get off.
Get on to get off.
It is the weirdest feeling ever. So that's what porn is.
Yeah. So, lady, it's not someone's mouth.
It really
is. That is not porn. Not even close.
So what I really think he needs to, this is what I would do.
So it sounds like she's probably a little jealous.
Okay, how would you
handle
this?
She doesn't want him looking at other women.
Yeah, I guess.
But that's what really the issue is. It's not that it's porn, because it ain't.
Yeah, right? She thinks it's porn. He says no, if anything, it's a fetish. Already, the fact that he's even arguing and trying to justify, you're already losing.
When, you know, here's the thing. I don't know what her name is, but when he told her the way it happened, that it was clickbait, she should have just went, oh, okay, let it go at that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and the fact that she didn't pisses me off.
But it's going to, you know, it'd bother her, but that's her problem, not his.
Yeah.
If he has done nothing,
right,
it's definitely her problem.
It is.
So how would you handle this if I came to you and I said, the hell you been doing on here? What are you looking at? Why are you looking at big dicks? You know, and you know, obviously, maybe I have a problem. Maybe she, you know, because you know, I don't have a big giant dick, so maybe, you know, I'm like, oh god, I start to feel inadequate.
Oh,
I start feeling. Oh. You know, I'm just saying that's what I. Jesus Christ. I'm trying to give you.
Is this hypothetical?
Hypothetical situation, and you're feeling sorry for me. What the fuck was that? My point I'm trying to make.
Yes.
Is I think that obviously she doesn't feel good about herself. Maybe she's over the last, how long have they been, 6 years?
6 years.
Maybe she's put on some weight. Maybe whatever. She's feeling
maybe
old.
Maybe she has bad teeth.
Maybe
she has bad teeth. Maybe she doesn't have real nice lips.
Maybe she doesn't have a mouth.
She definitely has a mouth.
Maybe she has to eat through her nose.
Hot.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to jerk off to that with my glasses
on. I bet you can
on.
Find it.
So how would you handle that if I came to you and said, what have you been looking at? You know, and the problem is I wouldn't accuse you. If it really bothered me, I would let you know why I was bothered.
Yeah.
I would say, listen, obviously, are you satisfied?
Yeah.
If you said yes, have fun.
Yeah.
Listen, I know we look at other people and think of other people. So there you go.
Yeah. So let's just say he was looking at porn. Let's just say that he wasn't. Okay. Mouths are not porn, but
it depends if they're,
I mean,
slobbing on a hog or not.
The fact that he was, I mean, that's not cheating. Looking at porn is not cheating.
No,
sorry.
It's not. I think it's fairly normal.
I think it's very normal, especially for men to look at porn. They're just very visual people.
Yeah.
Or is that a sexist statement? I don't know.
It might be. I do know for me, I'm a very visual person.
Yeah.
And not just, you know, when it comes to sexual stuff, but everything. Yeah. I like to visualize everything.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, personally, I could give a shit if you're looking at porn.
Mm-hmm. I know. I know that.
So I don't know why she cares if he's not, but even if he was.
But you're kind of weird because you don't, you know, you're a very secure woman.
Oh.
You really are. I remember early on when something happened at the station and I asked you a question. I said, does it bother you? Because we would always have girls come in and sit down with their tops off and things like that. I go, does it bother you? And you went, no. Are you happy? Are you having fun? I said, yeah. And you went, yeah, that's great. But what else did you say? You said something about the line of, yeah, but I'm pretty confident. I'm not a stripper. You know, you felt that you're much on a different level than a stripper.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
I guess.
Strippers.
No, I actually think that there's nothing wrong with strippers.
No, not at all. We have friends who are hookers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And fire trucks.
Uh-huh. We have firemen and hookers. We've got friends in both areas.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so, yeah, if I was this guy and you hit me with something like this,
yeah,
the problem, he's already made a big, big mistake.
By acquiescing to her, kind
of. By saying, first of all, it's a fetish. If anything, you've already started explaining. You already feel bad for something you've never done.
Yeah.
When this is something you need to really put your foot down on L and say, I don't have time for this. This isn't something I deserve. This is your problem.
And
I'm not going to play this silly game and feed into your insecurities. Just know this. I love you. I haven't done anything. I looked at a thing and that's it. That's the last I ever talk about.
And by the way,
if you start treating me different and not having sex with me,
I'm
going to be doing more than looking at a mouth.
Yeah.
So, I got to throw it out, Al.
Al.
I think he needs to throw down. What do you think?
Yes.
You know what I don't have?
A plan?
Hang on. I do this every week. All right, I'm back. Sorry, I had to run to the other room. I had to edit it to make it look like I ran a little faster. So we have to thank our Patreon members. Did we help Elle out?
I hope so.
Shall we tackle this one in the next?
Okay. Let's do it in the next folio.
Yeah, we'll put that in the next folio. That should be a pretty good one to mess with. All right. Thank you to our Patreon Jumped In members. These are the members that are in the highest level of Patreon and support.
That's right.
We only allow 10 people. That's it.
That's right.
We could do more. We try to make these as quick as possible. They're not live endorsements. This isn't a live commercial. These are just people that we want to thank for their help.
I want to thank you. We should change out our... Oh, we can't play that. We have to pay somebody money.
We probably have to pay all kind of money. We want to thank Laurie Lowry. She distributes wellness products, natural pathway stuff. You can hit her up on Facebook.
Oh, that sounds good.
Everybody go to your Facebook right now.
Ready,
and
go.
Search Laurie, LaurieSTROHLOWRY, and like her page. There you go. The Autry House, Dennis and Peggy Autry, who we absolutely love if you're ever looking for a
adore.
Great... Oh, God.
Adore them, adore the place. It's all good. It's all perfect.
Now, if you're ever looking for a nice romantic place to go, that doesn't get any better with some of the nicest people you ever meet in your life.
Best food.
Oh, yes. You are going to enjoy every second of it. Get on out. Well, this is a live endorsement because these guys kick ass
over there
at the Autry House.
Yes.
TheMerTaylor.com. These guys make mermaid suits. I think I might get one for you.
Don't do that.
Okay, I won't do that. That'd be the worst. They wouldn't have to make a mermaid suit for me. I'd have to be a manatee suit.
A merman. Oh, honey, that's not true.
Come on, that's a good joke.
No.
TheMerTaylor.com. 10% off Ganga 2 minus silicone products. WeBingeTV.com. Jackson and Barbara from WeBingeTV.com for all your television watching and sorting out needs.
Yes.
And they've got a podcast that's really good, too. So
they need
really
to find me a Dateline is what they need to do.
They need to. Sherry's Dateline is off of DirecTV, and she is pissed.
I am pissed.
They took away our local NBC affiliate.
Yeah, NBC, yeah.
So on DirecTV.
Yeah.
It'll get back. They'll figure it out.
They better.
Sassand and everybody at Prescient Surgical. .com.
Good vibes to you.
Sasan and his beautiful wife, T. Our thoughts are with you guys. You guys are fantastic. Read a really neat article about her.
Yeah.
And
she's quite impressive.
First of all, beautiful smile.
Yes.
But let's get past that. Her accomplishments are fantastic.
I know.
She's just
a rock star.
She is a rock star. Prestige Worldwide Web Services. If you need something done, you need a website, you need anything answered like that.
A hat to broach.
Our friends over at PrestigeWorldwide.com will hook you up. Speaking of being hooked up, Panini Pete. Panini Pete.
Is he getting, hooked up or something? Panini Pete?
Oh, wait a minute. That's not it. Hold on. Okay, sorry. I need a minute. More music.
What? Speaking of getting hooked up, Panini Pete.
I just was, it was a bad segue.
Okay. I just wanted to be clear. Sorry. We weren't.
But we could hook him up.
I think he's married.
We could hook him up.
I think he's married.
Yeah, we'll hook him up with her.
There, he's already got a lifetime hookup, man.
It was a surprise date.
All right. In Seattle.
Yeah.
You can cook for us.
Well, here's what we'll do. We'll ask him to come out and cook for us, and then she'll show up.
Oh.
See how that works? Okay, maybe not. Panini Pete, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Toby and everybody at roughcutdecor.com. I'm not so sure that's one of them. Anyway, he got a free plug. Let's see. Jeff and Angie Strumayer. Jeff and Angie.
Love you guys.
Thank you so much. You guys are great. Psychic Kami, you rock.
Yes.
If you want to know what your 2021 is going to look like,
yeah,
go to Psychic Kami.
Yes.
You know what? We should get her on again and see how ours is going to look.
Why don't we? Maybe we do the next one because it'll be the last one of the year.
We need some help. That's for sure. Cook, Flat, Strobel. They're surveyors. Remember when they started off just as a surveying thing?
Yeah.
Now they have actually hooked up with Cook and Flat and Strobel. And they are now surveyors and engineering. They got all that all over the place in many, many states. So find them. We appreciate you guys being here. We got one more show before the end of the year.
Yeah.
We got some Jameson to drink tonight.
Yeah.
If you'd like to go by our website, which is gangof2.net, there's a microphone in the bottom of the right-hand page, whether you're on your mobile device or whether you're online. You can click on that, and it'll record.
We haven't gotten one of those lately.
Not lately, no. It's,
what's going on, man?
People. We like starting off the show with those, just so you know. And it doesn't have to. You could be a comment. You could burp. I don't give a damn what you do. Just do it. We want you to know you're out there.
All right.
So go to gangof2.net, click on that little microphone in the bottom right-hand corner, and it will record it and send whatever you record right to us, and we play it on the show. For a question, you know, or a comment, that'd be great. Anyway, everybody, be safe. I have no idea what else to say. This is just really shitty times. It's the same show over and over. What do? We sit around, we eat, we have a tree.
No, we can't even go to eat.
We have a Christmas tree. I jerked off with glasses.